Jesus. Comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Hi, folks, and welcome to the Kevin Smith Show, whoever you are, wherever you are, all around this gorgeous place we call Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. Some of you are joining us for the very first time. Welcome aboard. I'm glad you're here, and I think you'll be glad you're here. We, of course, will have quite a number of new folks tonight because we're using a whole different video streaming service. And we're doing this, it's a trial, and I hope it works out well, but we're doing this as a trial to see if we can improve service. Last week was absolutely talk show hell, I gotta tell you. There's just no other way to describe it. And we just had so many problems. And as I started researching the problems, I found that a great many of those problems are being experienced by a lot of other people who are using the streaming service that we were using. And there doesn't seem to be anything in the works to fix the problem, so we had to go looking, and I found Justin TV. They're certainly not new, and I had looked at them before. Frankly, they've added some features that they didn't have when I looked at them before, and it looks pretty good. So I hope it works for you tonight, and if one of the players doesn't work for you, try the other one, and perhaps it will work better. So there's two players available on my website, okay? Donations. Thank you for those of you who have made donations to us over the past several weeks. Please remember that we have this ongoing situation, you know, the only way we can keep going is when you support us. We begin the week today with $3.67. So, you know, if the good Lord has blessed you with a few extra, 2, 3, 5, 10, 20. 50, 100, whatever it may be, help us continue broadcasting. But let me ask those of you who own a business, particularly if you own a business that is not just for people who are doing business on the Internet, but particularly if you're doing business on the Internet, consider sponsoring either an hour or of a show or a whole show. Now, we've got some special rates for that, and it's very affordable. It's not in the thousands, as you may suspect. And so, you know, we need your help, and certainly the advertising wouldn't hurt you, would it? So sponsor a show. And the way that works, if you sponsor a show, there'll be no other ads during the show, even during commercial breaks. It will simply say, tonight's show sponsored by, and then the name of your company and the website. So give that some consideration. All right, now tonight we're going to do open line. And that means that we'll talk about whatever topics you want to talk about. But folks, don't leave me hanging in the breeze here. We are testing this new service, and I really can't have a guest during a test. I know it rhymes, but I'm not a poet. So when we open up the phone lines in a little bit, give us a call and let's talk about what's on your mind this evening. We'll be back right after this. All right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Like I said, we are doing some tests with a video feed tonight. I do hope it's working for you. I've got a monitor set up over to my right. It appears to be working correctly. The feed appears to be looking as it should. And but the, you know, the biggest problem that we had was we could start the feed, and then after a few minutes, it would drop the stream. And then it would start up again, and then it would drop the stream, and then it would start up again. And it just became infuriatingly impossible to handle. And as I said, when I checked on this, I found that a lot of other people were having the same experience with their shows, and discovered that it had been going on for them for quite some time. It has not been that big a deal for us until the past week, and then it just became impossible, absolutely impossible. So we're really looking forward to this thing working, and I hope it does. But part of what I want to know tonight, when you call in, part of what I want to know is, how is it working for you? And, you know, so if you're getting a good video stream out of Justin TV, want to hear from you. I need to know that. Now, because I can't sit here and just watch the monitor over here to my right like this, you see. That wouldn't work. So I need to hear from you how it's working for you, all right? Now, one of the things that we've begun doing, I've gotten a couple of emails from people, I don't know, two or three emails over the past two or three weeks, who inform me that they are members of the of our members area, but they have, for some reason, the system has stopped billing them each month, and so for their membership. And I appreciate you letting me know that. I was not aware that that was happening. We're going through now, and so some of you, we're going through the list and double-checking everything. So some of you may get a notice from us. Some of you members may get a notice from us that you need to resubscribe. Well, the reason for that is because apparently there's been some flaw in the system that has dropped some of the billing, and that may account for a lot of the real financial strain that we've been under for the past couple of months. It is getting really severe. All right, what do you want to talk about tonight, huh? Now, I have looked at a lot of videos over the past couple of days. One of our listeners sent me an email with the top 10 videos, the links to the top 10 videos over at Disclosed TV. I watched all of those and found them really to be fascinating. And one of those, I'm going to share part of the video with you for those who are watching on KSS TV, if you're watching our video feed. And we'll talk about it a little bit. But one of the things that, and I'm going, we're not, I don't have this video to show you tonight, and I don't have a lot of information about it, but it was really, really interesting. And that was a video of, it was about chemtrails. You know, those lines in the sky that we see coming out of those very high-flying jets. The guest that was being interviewed in that video was a man who, formerly worked for the NSA and formerly for the CIA, and he was talking about what that is and what's really happening there. Pretty scary stuff. I'm going to put that in this next edition of the K-Files e-zine. That will be one of the links that will be in there. So you want to be sure, if you have not yet subscribed, that you subscribe. It's free, and there's no strings attached. It's not one of those where it's free if you do this, if you do that. No, it's just free, okay? We speak English here, and so if you haven't subscribed, be sure you do. You can unsubscribe whenever you want to, and we email that out each. We start each Friday night after the show. We have a very large list, and it takes a while to get it all out there, but we start on Friday night after the show. Be sure you subscribe so you can watch that video. I'll put the link in this next edition. Now, what I really am interested in here, and then we'll open the phone lines after we take a look at this, but what I'm really interested in here is a video that comes from Jaime Maussan in Mexico. I think probably everyone listening to the show knows Jaime Maussan. Jaime Maussan is a TV news anchor person. In Mexico. He's very famous throughout Latin America. And he does a lot of reporting on UFOs. He does a lot of reporting on things that other news anchormen will not touch, like El Chupacabra and UFOs, videos that purport to show actual extraterrestrials, etc. And he does professional investigative reporting on those. Well, this video is just astounding. It's the person was videotaping a plane landing and then saw something in the sky and zoomed in on it. And I want to share that with you, so let's just do that, okay? Now, at first, when I saw this, I thought that this was a very small cloud that we were looking at. Just kind of, it's a little bit fuzzy, and of course, it's not a professionally shot video, but it sort of looks like a cloud. But if you watch it carefully, it appears to be turning around, spinning around, moving. And at one point here, with the camera is kind of moving around like all UFO videos do, sort of jerking around, because they're handheld and they're not on tripods, and it's not being done by a professional videographer. At one point, it backs off and it looks like a sphere, and then when he zooms in, it's kind of fuzzy and, I don't know, sort of shaped a little bit like a teardrop. Kind of a teardrop. And then at one point here, this thing is going to suddenly shoot out from its sides a whole bunch of smaller spheres. They are also white. And you know, as I looked at this, I watched it several times, and as I looked at it, I came to a point where, to me, it looks like, I mean, there's a point in the video where you can kind of see this. It looks like this object is sort of a shiny, sort of pearlescent quality. I mean, it's sort of like a pearl finish. It's white. And it's just slightly off-white, like pearls are, and or like many pearls are. And appears to be a solid object. Now, for those who are watching on our video feed, they're now seeing this thing is shooting out a long stream of smaller spheres on either side of it, on the left and right side of it. Now, as you watch this, as you continue to watch it, these smaller spheres begin to swarm around. They swarm around each other, and then they swarm around this sort of, we'll call it the mothership, the bigger one. And they appear to be either intelligent or intelligently controlled. And it's just, I've never seen anything like this. As far as I am concerned, I have no idea what these are, but that means they are unidentified, and the fact that they are up in the air makes them flying things. So, unidentified flying things. Now, are these actually vehicles, or are these some type of strange living entity? Well, we really just don't know about that. And that's what I want to talk about tonight. Now, you know, the whole idea that a lot of the things that we call UFOs may be actual living entities is not a new idea. There are a lot of people out there that talk about this. There are quite a number of UFO researchers, investigators, etc., that talk about it. And they, many of them, have come to the conclusion that there are quite a number of varieties, quite a variety of living things that fly our skies, and we just don't know what they are. They don't fit into any categories that we have heard of before. So I'd like to know what you think about all of this, and I hope you had the opportunity to see that video as I played it. But what do you think about the possibility that these are living things as opposed to objects? The telephone number is 480-553-7232, and the line is open. If you need to call me on the toll-free line, you may do so at 888-223-4599. 888-223-4599. And again, you know, this, it's open line, so we don't have to talk about this topic. We can talk about whatever is on your mind, all right? Let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Steve calling from Anaheim, California.
Hi, Steve.
How are you? Just want to let you know an update on your service there. I was able to see your show live.
Mm-hmm.
I clicked on the Mac, and it's fine. Everything looks great.
Good deal.
Whatever you did. So, anyways, wanted to talk about those orbs, those little lights. It's pretty interesting. Crop circles.
These yeah.
The crop circles that have been appearing in England for the past few months have gotten more and more sophisticated. What's your take on that?
Well, I've seen pictures of some of them, and one of the reports, I think it's of a Mayan eagle, or maybe a what you would call a phoenix or a thunderbird. But one of the reports said that there were some beings sighted standing in that crop circle, and that they were about 9 feet tall.
Oh, wow. I didn't hear that.
Yeah. And I've been, you know, I haven't done anything with that story because I haven't been able to confirm it other than the fact that that was reported. I think they saw, I can't remember. It was a small number, like three or four.
For a while because, you know, after those few guys came out that said they were the end-all, do-all. They were creating the fake crop circles and all that. There's a couple of guys, and mm-hmm. I've seen their work, and I've seen them on the BBC and so forth, and the ones that they did were not even close to the ones that are appearing now.
Well, you know, that's true. And I don't doubt that they did some of these, Steve.
Yeah, the round circles, yeah.
Well, even, you know, it could you could do something elaborate, but you couldn't do it in a few minutes. And but I don't doubt that they did some of these.
Right.
Here's what I do doubt. I do doubt that these two guys were able to do the hundreds of them that have appeared all over Europe.
Right.
And, you know, if they claim that they did it, I'd like to see their passports.
There's even a YouTube video on YouTube with Jamie Masson. You know, he's famous, of course, like you said, with the one with the alien face. It's like a 3D image. That freaked me out, I must say. It sparked my interest once again. And then the next one after that, binary code, some kind of binary code in the crop circle. I mean, even if the England guys had 15 or 20 guys, how could they do a binary code or a 3D image? I mean, really.
Pretty interesting. Colin Andrews has been researching crop circles for a long time over there in the UK. And he has, over the years, encountered rather severe harassment from official sources. And, you know, what I say about all of that is, you know, if there's nothing to this, then why would any official sources even be interested?
Right, they're probably all running scared. They're all scared. I'd be scared, too.
Yeah, well, but, you know, you have the same thing with UFOs.
We see all the photos that are all, you know, the crop, and they make calendars out of them, coffee cups and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look on YouTube and other places, you'll see guys going out in helicopters flying above the crop circles. And then when you look down, it's really freaky. It gets you. It really, you say to yourself, my God, it's enormous. When you look up from down below, you get the whole picture. When you just look at the photo from a distance, you're like, wow, it's a great design. It's great, you know.
Yeah.
Even Jamie Masson, I mean, he's all over YouTube. He's all over here and there, and I follow him, too. And he said the two most important crop circles were, one was the face of the alien, and the other was the binary code.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, there's... I was looking at, I can't remember where this crop circle was, but I looked at a crop circle that had a binary code encoded in it, and it had been partially decoded, and it's really, really interesting that, someone somewhere has some extreme intelligence to be able to do all this.
Yeah, that's what I told my son, and we listen to the show when we can, and he said the same thing. He said, Dad, you know, if they're anywhere 50 years in the future from us, or 100 years, or 200 years, then of course they're going to know all this like a fourth grader would, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is nothing, but I don't know if disclosure is ever going to come about, but I do know that the crop circles are getting more and more detailed, and again, there's more signs, so...
Well, yeah. Now, let me say this. I think disclosure is unintentionally happening. And by that, I mean that there are some massive cracks in the dam and information is getting out. There are so many cracks in the dam, they cannot continue to patch it and have it remain intact. It will break eventually. And I don't think eventually is that far into the future, but I don't think it's going to be something they voluntarily do. I think it will just be forced on them.
Well, why are all the other countries, so I know you served over in different countries as an international police officer, but why are all the other countries so forthcoming and we're not? I mean, besides our project, our blue book and all the black ops that we have.
If I were to give you the answer to that, you might think that I don't love my country. So let me make a precursor statement. Can you hang on through this break? Steve, can you hang on?
Yeah, I'll hang on.
Yeah, you hang on through the break, and I'll give you the statement when we come back.
Great.
We'll
And welcome back. Steve, you still with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Here's the statement that I was going to make. And the precursor is this. I do love my country, and I am very loyal to my country. But that doesn't mean that I'm blind to the facts on the ground in my country. And I think if you love your country and if you're loyal to your country, you have to be willing to tell the truth about it. And the truth is, you get told by the media and the politicians almost on a daily basis that we are the freest people in history. And that's simply not the truth. It used to be the truth. It is not the truth today. We are among the most overregulated, high-pressured people who still claim to be free. And there are many places on this planet where people have much more personal freedoms than you have right here, right now. Now, it's not too late for us to change that, but every day we're hearing in the news more reports having to do with how those freedoms were taken away from us over the past few years.
Oh, right, that's true.
And we are simply not any longer the freest people. We live in a siege mentality. And so long as we are willing to live it with a siege mentality, we're not free. We're captured by our own fears and by the legislation we allow to happen due to those fears. And so that's the reason. The reason is that there are many countries more free than us right now, and I would like to see that change. I would like to see us go back to being the freest people in the history of the world. And when we do, our government, I think, will, of necessity, be more forthcoming, and there'll be more information available to us as we're getting from other countries. So that's my answer.
I think we have a right to know. I mean, nonetheless, and there's soldiers in overseas that are saying that they're seeing things that are odd, that they don't even know that are in the Black Project program. They're telling people here in the U.S. that there's things flying around they can't even identify.
That is correct.
And we've had no disclosure. We don't know what the heck's going on. I mean, I understand security. I love my country, too. But things with UFOs, and if there's aliens here and they know about it, we should at least know.
Somebody ought to be telling us, that's for sure.
Yeah. When I saw that one movie with M. Night Shyamalan, whatever the guy is, that one about the aliens where they popped up in Brazil, this and that, that was pretty freaky. That was a little off. It wasn't the greatest movie in the world, but it was eye-opening.
Was it? I'm not familiar with the movie, or at least it doesn't come to my memory.
It was where all of a sudden, like sightings, these aliens were popping up, and people were catching on webcam, and
that actually happened.
Really?
That actually happened in I think it's called Virginia, Brazil. Yeah.
Right.
And the police actually picked up two or three of these aliens. One of the policemen physically wrapped his arms around one, picked him up, put him in a cage, and the policeman was dead in less than a month.
Wow.
Of causes unknown.
And what happened to the so-called beings?
Nobody knows. Nobody. Those who know are not talking.
That's really strange. I mean, my fiance is in South America, and I'm bringing her here to the States, and I'll probably go back to Lima, Peru in September. I've been there twice already, and she told me that besides the weird earthquake they had more than a year ago, there's some weird things going on. And she lives in the city, not too far from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that it's normal that the weird things happen there, and they just kind of shrug their shoulders, and, you know, they all look and so forth. But to them, it's no big deal. To me, it's a big deal, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I see something landing in the middle of the 405 freeway here in California. You know, I'm jumping out the car.
Yeah, well, the incident that took place in Brazil, it's VAR, I think, GHINA, something like that, Virginia, something like that.
Okay.
In Brazil.
That was
a while back. I'm not really sure when that was, but it was, I think, more than 10 years ago.
Wow.
But go to Daryl Sims' website, The Alien Hunter.
The Alien Hunter.
And you'll find information about it there.
Now, what did you do to your website to make the broadcast much better? I mean, I noticed a big difference.
Well, I changed, for one thing, I changed video services.
Okay.
And then I did some streamlining of the HTML code in the main page.
Looks great. My son installed a new Safari browser for me because he loves Mac, Apple, so forth. Mm-hmm. And when I clicked on Mac, Apple, it just you popped right up and there's no problem. I'm the guy that calls you all the time and says, hey, I can't see your show, you know?
Yeah, I think the difference is the video service.
And I tried last week to call into that cell number where you call from your cell and listen to your show, and it said that it was unavailable.
It may have been full.
Yeah. I love it. And, you know, I hate missing your shows, so.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the call. I got to move along, but thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. 480-553-7232 or 888, toll-free, 888-223-4599 is the number to call. If you happen to be living somewhere else outside the USA, outside of Canada, somewhere else in the world, you can send me a flash message by going to my website and just scroll down. You'll see a link that says flash message and send it to me and I'll read it and we'll work on it. All right. All right. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Yeah, good evening, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Who is this?
Been a while.
Terry?
Yeah.
Yeah, Terry. What's on your mind?
Did you get that package?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, it hasn't come back to me yet, so I was hoping it was going to get delivered this time. Yeah, I had trouble here seeing your show last week. You know, I didn't know if they was messing with you or what.
We're
looking pretty good.
I don't think that we were targeted last week. I think we just happened to be sitting in the middle of a confluence of technical problems because, I mean, we had the cable company had problems, the video service had problems, the power went out. I mean, it was just everything that could go wrong was going wrong except right here at the broadcast desk, right here in the studio. All of this was working, but none of it was getting out where it needed to get out to because of all those other things happening out there. And but I don't think it was us being targeted. I think it was just a bunch of technical issues that the power company had, the cable company had, the video streaming service had, and consequently, you know, we just caught it all.
Yeah, because I sent you a flash message. I don't know if you got it. I blamed it on the unpatriotic folks, I thought was at fault. Yeah, you're coming in pretty good with this new stuff here. You know, as far as being patriotic, you know, I love my country too. But, you know, if the solar winds are blowing right, I mean, Mars can smell the crap coming from Washington. I think we need you know, one of those $1 million toilets installed in Washington, you know.
Look, here, this has been a problem for a long, long time. And the fact is that America deserves the government it has because they went to the polls and voted for it. And so America's got the government that it has because that's what it wanted. And there will be much complaining and there will be much belly aching and groaning going on between now and the next election. And then they'll go back like silly fools and elect the exact same people and send them back up there. So I have no sympathy for America on that point. They have the government they deserve.
Yeah, I see it in a different way. I see it as large corporations' money and our military. I think that's our problem. I don't think the elected officials have a say anymore.
So you think Congress is then pretty much irrelevant?
Yeah. I think, you know, they're told what to do, you know, pretty much.
You may be right. I would hope that's not true. I would hope that there would be some people who really want to represent the people they're supposed to represent. But I don't see too many.
There's a few, but they're ignored. And, you know, if they get too too boisterous, you know, they're done away with. But I would say, you know.
So let me ask you about chemtrails.
Yeah.
Does Congress know about chemtrails?
Yeah, for a while.
Does Congress know about the chemtrails?
There's supposed to have been, you know, they're supposed to have looked into them, and there's been, I think they might have had, you know, some congressmen and stuff bringing it up, but they're, you know, I think they're playing along with the same line that it's natural, chem, you know, it's natural contrails, or, yeah, contrails, you know, instead of chemtrails, you know, there's no such thing.
Well, let me tell you, this guy, A.C. Griffith, that I heard on another, it was a video that was a cut out of a talk show. And he used to be NSA and used to be CIA. And he said that it is barium salts and that commercial airliners are outfitted with spraying devices that are activated by satellite. And they're turned on and turned off by satellite and computer. And the crew on board the aircraft have nothing to do with it, but the airlines do.
Yeah, you think the pilots would still see it, you know?
Well, they may see it, and they may even know what it's about to some degree. I don't know. But anyway, that's what this guy said about it. And you would hope that Congress would have a handle on this thing or get a handle on it and get some answers for us and get some answers that, that either tell us, look, here's what that's about and it's not harmful to you, or it is harmful and it was done without our knowledge and we're shutting it down. One or the other.
Well, there's only two possibilities, you know. I've heard, you know, they're getting us used to that stuff up there, so someday, you know, if they want to spray us with something, you know, it's just going to be another day, but only we're going to drop dead. And two, they're, you know, hopefully this is the truth, that they are trying to protect us because of the damage to our ozone. And, you know, and that's the reason, but they don't want to tell us that either. But I guess it's in eighth grade, well, I heard it's in eighth grade history books or science books. That's what that is. Those trails up there are sunscreen.
Well, I hope that's what it is. Hey, listen, I appreciate the call. I got to move along.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Have a good time.
Bye bye. It is Open Line Live, and we're getting a few flash messages in telling us that the video is working well. People are able to see us and hear us well tonight, and that's a good thing. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kev. It's Debbie from Columbus.
Debbie, let me ask you a question. We have a break that's about to hit us here in about 10 seconds. Uh-huh. Are you willing to hang on?
Sure I am.
All right. You hang on. We'll get to you right after the break. On this system, you won't hear any music in the background. All right, folks, we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Debbie, are you still on the line with me?
Yes, Kevin, I am.
All right. What's on your mind this evening?
Sorry, I've got a cold, so my voice is a little scratchy. I really like the new stream that you've got. Everything is clear. The picture is in great. There's no interruption with, you know, the talk and everything like that. It just, yeah, last week I was just really, really frustrated because you would be on, and then it would zone out. And then I was thinking, well, maybe it was something at my end, so I rebooted a couple of times. And then I was like, well, it can't be at my end because I've been doing other work online and I had no problems with my laptop. So I said, well, it's got to be something in the system then with the Jetstream. So anyway, I think this Justin TV is pretty good, and hopefully you'll keep it, and hopefully it's going to keep working, you know, well for you.
Well, I you know, I'm getting rave reports so far in emails as well as the telephone calls that have come in. And, you know, if it continues to perform as it is right now, I certainly see no reason not to keep it, and we'll just hope they keep us.
Well, I hope they do, because it seems to be a really good web stream service, and it's just a really clear picture. I mean, I can, you know, see you and everything, so it's really good. I wanted to talk the other night when you were talking about the picture there with the shadow, about the Michael Jackson thing.
Mm-hmm.
What was finally resolved with that?
Nothing. Some people think that it was a hoax. And as I said, it could be, but if it is a hoax, then it was done by CNN. That's who produced the video, and that's what they aired. So, you know, maybe it is a hoax. Some people, I think probably around 25-26%, said they thought that, in fact, that was the shadow of a worker, a crew member. Mm-hmm. And maybe it is. However, if it is, I would like to see them reproduce an upright rather than elongated shadow. I'd like to see how that's done, because that hall is several feet long, and that shadow would have to go all the way from the bedroom down the hall and then bend, and the upper part of the torso be on the wall.
Right.
In the living room. And that's not what I saw. So, anyway, I don't know. And like I said throughout the show, I'm not saying that that is a ghost. And I'm certainly not saying it's the shadow, that the shadow is the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I am saying it's very anomalous, and I don't think that the explanation they gave actually fits what we see. But I'm not sure what we see.
Mm. Well, I just thought it was really interesting, the different points that you had on the different way that the lights were tracking and the positions of the cameras and things like that. And yeah, you could definitely see that was a very long hall, I mean, there was, like, you know, no panning shots or anything like that. That was just the actual shot where, yeah, it was a very long hall. And, you know, I saw the shadow and I said, well, that's interesting. And then I listened to what, you know, you had to say, and I just really thought that you're take on it, your observation on the shadow and the lighting in the room was just very interesting. It was just a very interesting way to...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. We had some people thought that was a good analysis, and some people thought it was not a good analysis, and it was not an analysis at all. It was simply an opinion.
Right. It was your opinion and how you were actually viewing it.
Yeah.
The video that you showed about the little UFO...
Mm-hmm.
At first, when I looked at it, it kind of looked like some of those little creatures that Jeff Woolwine sees out on South Mountain.
Yes, it does.
You know, because it was really fuzzy, and I said, was that taken in Mexico?
Yes.
It was?
Yeah. And and then it was aired by, it was put on the air by Jaime Maussan.
Okay, so Jaime did it. Mm-hmm. Was it taken in near Mexico City, or?
No, that I don't know.
Okay. But, it's very interesting. Obviously, the gentleman whose face came, you know, in front of the camera lens, he must be the photographer.
Yeah, I think so. I just watched it. I didn't listen to the audio. I just watched the video. And so I'm not really sure about the details of where it was, other than it was in Mexico. And I assume that the guy whose face we saw is the videographer.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then looking at the little orbs that came out on either side of it,
mm-hmm.
I would have to agree with you. After I saw that, I said, no, I can't be one of those little critters from Jeff's adventures up on South Mountain. I said, that's got to be, you know, maybe scout ships or maybe, you know, light orbs or something coming from what could be maybe considered a small mothership or a small scout ship.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I've never seen anything quite like that.
It's interesting because the way that they kept tracking around it, it's almost like, I mean, I know you've watched Star Wars a number of times, but in some of the episodes where they have, like, the little remote trackers.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen them. It's kind of like that. And I looked at it and I said, those look like some of those little remote trackers.
Yeah, some of those probes.
You know, that the Empire uses to, you know, try to get to the rebels, you know, the Rebel Alliance, to find out what they're doing. And I just thought that was really interesting.
Pretty cool stuff, huh?
No, it really is. Yeah. It really is.
Hey, thanks for the call.
All right, Kev. All right. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. 480-553-7232 or 888-223-4599. Those are the numbers to call. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling? Oops. Hang on, caller. Let's push the right button. All right, your first name and from where are you calling?
Aaron from San Antonio.
Hi, Aaron.
I guess I was the one that sent you that link about the UFO in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, you're one of the people who did. A lot of people sent me that link.
I don't know if it was me, but I sent you a link about that earlier this morning. I just thought it was interesting.
It is. What do you think? Are those vehicles or are they living things?
Well, I'm not ruling out CGI on it. It could either be, if it's not CGI, then it's like no flare I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not a natural phenomenon. Not a cloud or anything like that I've ever seen can do stuff like that. And when it was doing, like, those orbs were doing twirls and...
Oh, yes. They were, like, swarming together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's the weather in San Antonio today?
Hot.
How's the food over at Mi Tierra?
I haven't gone there.
You got to do it. It's that's my favorite restaurant in San Antonio, Mi Tierra. It's a fantastic place.
And it was just a great video. I don't know if it's a hoax. I'm not ruling that out, but it's one of those ones that just put your eye on.
Well, listen, I appreciate you sending me the link on that. A number of people sent it to me. It was a video with had very high interest, a lot of people interested in it. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't think any of us, unless you are a video analytical video expert, there's no way to say whether it's CGI or not. But, you know, the only reason that I would think it may not be CGI is because it's so fuzzy.
Yeah.
And I think most people who do CGI tend to make their things look very clear. And then they get advertised as best UFO video ever, you know. And I don't know. I just I got a feeling that one's probably not CGI. But I'm not an expert, so I don't know.
And it would help to know if it's digital or if it's analog video.
Yeah.
We don't know that. So.
That's true. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right. 480-553-7232 or toll free at 888-223-4599. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin. This is Chris from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, Chris.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
Hey, I just want to let you know the new stream on my end is working outstanding.
None of the normal headaches we've been having, huh?
No. And what's really sad is my computer, my desktop computer, is just ancient. And I actually watch you on our gaming system. Our processor in the PlayStation 3 is faster than my computer. So this is actually nice because I can watch you through that. And your other hookups, I can't watch the show or listen to it, so... This is my only outlet, and I definitely appreciate you going the extra effort to give us the video feed too.
Well, I appreciate that. The thing with the video, look, it is a radio show.
Yeah.
But I know that we have a number of people that enjoy watching me do the radio show, and it's just got to work because a lot of people enjoy that. Hey, thanks for the call. We got to step away for break.
No problem. Have a good one, sir.
All right. We'll be back, folks, right after this, so don't go away. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. It is Open Line Live tonight. We're talking about whatever is on your mind. Bring your own topic, except for politics, auto mechanics, and how to repair your bathroom. It's got to be within our genre. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, this is Rex from Miami.
Hi, Rex.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know the feed's going well, although I am occasionally hearing what maybe another radio station. It's very faint, but, you know, you've had problems with that before where you'll hear an extra audio.
Yeah, and maybe someone has an answer to that. I have two DSL filters in line between the hookup at the wall and our equipment. I've got two filters, and we're still getting that. I don't know how to get rid of that. Do you?
No, I don't know what it is either, but it is better. I mean, it's not nearly as disruptive as it's been in weeks past.
Mm-hmm.
It's very faint. Anyway, what I called was, I was just curious how long you've been noticing chemtrails. I started noticing like maybe 98, 99 is when I first started seeing them everywhere.
Well, I was out of the country, and I started this show in 2000. I was in Kosovo. I was in Kosovo in 99. But I also was there in 2000 and 2001, and but I started in 2000, and I started getting email from listeners in the United States telling me about these chemtrails in 2000, and I heard about them long before I saw them. I guess I didn't actually see any chemtrails until, I guess, 2004, when I got back to the United States.
Oh, so you never did see any in Europe?
Well, no, I didn't. But I was in the Balkans, and then I was in I was in the area of Indonesia, so Asia Pacific. And no, I didn't see any in either of those places. The first I saw was when I got back here to Phoenix, Arizona in 2004. And we see them almost every day here.
Yeah, same here in Miami. I see them maybe not every day, but like within every day or two.
Yeah.
Probably. And I see them pretty much in every big city I go to now.
Mm-hmm.
And other international. It's interesting. I didn't know that there was a lag between the U.S. and the rest of the world.
Well, I think Europe is Western Europe is being sprayed. Parts of Asia are being sprayed, but the places where I was, if they were being sprayed, they were doing it at nighttime when I was asleep. So
it's interesting. My youngest daughter in school brought home they get like a weekly kind of little mini news magazine. In school, and there was one week where she came and showed me an article in there that was talking about chemtrails.
Uh-huh.
Surprised the heck out of me. It was like a short article, but I mean, it was in some kind of an official. I don't remember who prints this, but I mean, it's some major media. And it had a short article and was saying that it was due to trying to decrease the heating up of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Which might be the real purpose.
It may be.
But I thought that was interesting because usually in like science news and other magazines, popular science, they always deny it if they ever address it at all. So I thought it was interesting that in the kids' publication, they actually mentioned it explicitly. So that kind of got my attention that day.
That is interesting. And you said it's Rex, right?
Yeah.
Rex, thank you for the call. Got to move along.
Okay.
All right. Thanks much. 480-553-7232 or toll free at 888-223-4599. And we have a flash message here from Australia that says, and caller, if you will, just hang on. The flash message says, good day, Mr. Kevin Smith. Your feed is working well. And when will you be on chat? Okay, I'll be in the chat room. It's pre-scheduled. The first Saturday night of every month, I'm in the chat room. So the first Saturday night in August, I'll be there, all right? I drop in from time to time, but that's scheduled, first Saturday night. Let's see. When will you have Richard Hoagland on again, and would you be interviewed by Mel Fabregas on the Veritas show, as a number of members would like to hear your biography? Sure. Yeah, I'm open to that. All they have to do is contact me through my contact page. There's a section there, a selection that says media inquiry. So all they have to do is contact me, and we'll work that out. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey.
This is Mike from Kentucky.
Hey, Mike.
I got that problem taken care of.
Oh, okay.
We're back in the fold.
Okay. Yeah, some weird stuff happened. I don't know what happened with the automatic billing, but back when we got hit... you know, I got hit by hackers about 10 days in a row there. And every single day I was re-uploading the site. And somewhere along the way, I must have dropped some of the data when I was re-uploading. So it kind of messed it up.
No, this wasn't your fault. This was mine.
Oh, well.
I was updating my PayPal site, and I was... getting rid of an old credit card that was no longer any good and putting in a new one. I forgot to text you.
Okay.
Oh, that's
cool. We're glad to have you back. But, Mike, what's on your mind this evening?
These chemtrails, and first of all, your picture's perfect, spot on, and this sound that I'm hearing, this radio station, it sounds like it's a bleed over on a subcarrier, you know, on the line.
So how do I get rid of that?
I'm really not sure unless you can find out which. It could be one of the local radio stations close to you.
Okay, well, there's not any really close to me, but what this telephone line is digital. It's cable.
Right.
So it could be close to some of their equipment that happens to service this area.
Or maybe that it's bleeding through their filters from something they're playing there at their own station.
That could be. Yeah. Could be.
Talking about these chemtrails, back in about 99, my grandson was playing baseball, and there was a C-130 that came over probably about 2,000 feet above the field.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody stopped and looked up at it, and it was spraying out chemicals out of it. And so we saw that firsthand during broad daylight. And as you know, I go to Indianapolis from time to time. And I was staying in Plainfield, and they come across the hotel up there that I was staying in, and land at the airport in Indianapolis. And there was one, a passenger plane that came over, and out the very tips of the wings on either side, there was chemicals being drained out. I don't know if that was fuel drain off or what.
Wow.
So I've seen them at least twice do that.
Well, I see them fly over Phoenix every day, but they're very, very high. A lot of times you can just barely make out the airplane. I mean, just barely see a little dot up there. They're so high.
Well, you know, a lot of that's oxidation, where the exhaust coming out of the plane hits that cold air, and it shows up like that.
Yeah, but the problem is they do it in a checkerboard all over the Phoenix area.
And that's the flight path of the different planes, though, isn't it?
I don't think so. You see the commercial flights taking off and landing from different directions. These things are really high, and they just fly back and forth.
Right.
You see like two planes up there working.
Yeah, oh, constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe somebody's trying to imitate one of the Star Trek episodes where they locked the Enterprise in one of those spider webs.
It might be. Mike, thanks for the call, man.
Okay, take care, Kevin.
All right. Tell you what, let's do this, folks. I just don't want to hear that other radio station sound. So let's switch to another telephone line, all right? Here's the telephone line, 623-444-5889. All right? Everybody got that? 623-444-5889. That would be the number to call. And maybe we won't hear that radio station sound. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Stefan from Quebec City. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine, and that's wonderful. We're not hearing that bleed over from a radio station.
Thank God for speed dial. I had my hand right on the dialer.
What's on your mind?
Well, Kevin, I was interested in the July 5th crop circle, the one where the police sergeant saw the three beings in the field.
Yeah. I can't remember if it was three or four or whatever it is, but I did read a report an article that showed a picture of the crop circle and said that it had been reported, and I think it was actually reported by the police that there had been three or four beings, very tall, standing in that field.
That's amazing. I guess I have two questions regarding that. Is this the first time that you've heard of that these types of people or beings have been reported in a crop circle?
Yeah, it is. That's the first I've heard of it.
Trained observer. Sorry.
No, I said that's the first I've heard of it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, you as a trained observer, Kevin, how well are you able to judge a person's height from a distance, say around 400 yards or 300 yards as that incident was?
Well, it depends on the surroundings.
Yeah, like you have something perspective to judge right?
Yeah, if you don't have anything to judge it against, at that distance, you could only say he was very tall. But if you have something to judge it against, like a tree line, something like that, one of the things you can do, you can take a pen or a pencil out, and you can put it out in front of you at an arm's length and slide your thumb down until from the top of that pin, you place that on the top of their head and slide your thumb down until you hit their feet. And then mark it on your pen or pencil. And then you step off the distance. And then you can do the mathematics and figure out how tall they were.
That's an old rifleman's technique as well, I
think. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Kevin, and hopefully we'll get some more news out of that. I'm really interested in hearing more about that incident.
All right, I do too. Like I say, I had not done anything with that story because it's the only one that I read where it said that, but it's really interesting.
What are the Anunnaki supposed to look like? Has anybody ever described them? Or
The Sumerians drew pictures of them, and the interesting thing about the Anunnaki, the Sumerians did statues and pictures of themselves and of the Anunnaki, and they don't look alike. The Sumerians were rather short, kind of squared off, stocky and muscular, and they had generally low foreheads and long, straight noses. Their gods, which they said were the Anunnaki, they depicted as being very tall, more of a European kind of a body shape, and more of what we would say it would be a European facial features. They didn't have a long, straight nose, and the forehead was more European style. Of course, the Sumerians were not a Semitic people, and their language was not Semitic, and all they said is that they came from the north, and they referred to themselves as people of the black hair. So That's about all we know. But yeah, you can look at carvings of the ancient Sumerian gods and see that if they were walking down the street in modern clothing, you would not know that they were Anunnaki.
Very interesting.
Mm. Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right. Good night. Again, folks, 623-444-5889 is the number to call. Or you can call me toll-free at 888-223-4599 if you need to. If you have a calling plan where you can call and it doesn't cost you long distance, please use 623-444-5889. To Stuart over in Japan, quickly, yes, I did get your email. And I'm glad that the video feed is working well. The Sumerian gods were not simply statues of like a super Sumerian. They didn't even look like Sumerians. The Sumerians looked very different from the gods they carved. And the gods they carved had very, I would say, European kind of features. The shapes of the eyes were different. The foreheads were different from Sumerians. The noses were different. So the body shape was different. Now, the Sumerians did say that they were tall, but then the Sumerians were pretty short. So it's relative terms. We don't know that they were giants by today's standards, but the Sumerians said that the Anunnaki were tall. Speaking of giants, what do you think about the stories that ancient giants actually existed? You know, during the 1800s and up into the early 1900s, here in the United States of America, there were lots and lots of skeletons found of giants, giant humans or something that looked human. And those have all been disappeared. No one seems to know where any of these skeletons are. In Australia, also, they found a bunch of giants. But listen to this. In 1973... Now, that's 2 years after I graduated from high school. In 1973, in a place called Buffalo Mills, Pennsylvania, on August the 19th, a living giant walked down Main Street. The man was at least 9 feet tall, witnessed by many, many people. And this is what's weird about it. He was dressed in strange clothing, which appeared to be made of some sort of shimmering material. And he said that, the report says that he gazed at the startled townspeople in a dark, penetrating way, and then just walked off casually into oblivion. No one really saw where he went. But a lot of people saw this this living giant. So what about this shimmering material, 9 feet tall? What do you think? You think that could have been a scout being sent ahead by the Anunnaki? Well, I don't know what it is, but I do know that it is very anomalous. As I was saying, back in the 1800s, there were quite a number of these skeletons of giants found all across the United States and in other places around the world. One of the places was in 1923, up in early in into the 1900s. And it was reported that Samuel Hubbard had discovered the remains of giants in the Grand Canyon right here in my state, Arizona. And owing to press unreliability, there was not a great deal of coverage on this. But they have found more information and on this discovery of giants in the Grand Canyon. And here's what they have discovered. Petrified bodies of two human beings. One was 18 feet and one 15 feet in height. One was buried under a recent rock fall, which would require several days' work to remove. And the other one, of which Mr. Hubbard took photographs, was at that time in a crevice, and it was very difficult to access. The bodies were formed of a limestone petrification embedded in sandstone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Mark from Ohio. How are you?
Outstanding, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. On the subject of giants, I'm reading a book that you might enjoy. It's called Mass Contacts by Stefan Brecka.
Mm-hmm.
It's recommended by Paola Harris.
Uh-huh.
And on the cover of this book is about an 8 or 9 foot tall ET. It's a photograph. And this particular one looks like they're in a diver's suit. It's pretty astounding. There's also some...
How do you know it's an ET?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's also very clear pictures of very human-looking ETs that are also about 8 foot tall or so in the center of the book. I mean, according to the book, it says they're a race that the Italians call the W56. Their real name is the Acri, and according to the book here, they've been on our planet since at least the 17th century, and they have an underground base near Italy that's so large that it actually reigns within this underground base. But it's a fascinating book. According to this book, this race comes from a confederation of different planets. They've had space travel for about 1.5 million years. They breathe oxygen like we do. However, they need a slightly higher concentration than we do typically. Their hair is very blonde and thick. Their eyes are gray and blue. They have a very calm attitude, and they're almost never seem to be angry. And they were on our planet up until about the mid-80s, at which time they had to leave. Several of their bases were destroyed. Evidently, they are at war with another race that attacked several of their bases here on Earth, and I guess they had to leave or whatever after that. But it's a very good book.
Mark, can you hang on? We have a break coming up. I've got some questions I'd like to ask you about that.
Sure, no problem.
All right, you hang in there. We've got a break taking over here in about 5 seconds. And when we come back from this break, I've got a couple of questions I want to ask about these giants and this alien race subterranean in Italy. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Welcome back. Mark, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, recap what you were telling me.
Okay, I'll give you a quick rundown again. Anyway, this book is called Mass Contacts, and it's about some long-going ET contacts that have been going on in Italy.
And they're supposed to have a base under the ground in Italy, right?
Yeah, they have bases all over the earth. Well, they had at one time, but their largest one was underneath Italy. A rather massive one, evidently.
Okay, so these are photographs of these beings and that are in the book. And can you see their facial features in these photographs? Are they good photographs?
Oh, they're very crystal clear. The W56 group are the giants. The Umites, you couldn't tell them from us. They're the same size, same height, that sort of thing. Yeah, very clear. That's
okay, now I have not read the book, but you have read it, right?
I've got three quarters of the way through. It's extremely long.
All right. Do you find, from your point of view, as you read this book, do you find it to be credible?
Yes, I do. Very much so.
And it's called Mass Contacts.
Mass Contacts. Yeah, I would recommend that you read it.
And who wrote it?
An engineer, an Italian engineer who was involved in the contacts. His name is Stefano Brecca, B-R-E-C-C-I-A.
Okay, I'll check that out. That's not one that I was familiar with. But if Paula Harris recommends it, then it's certainly worth the reading. Hey, man, I've got one more question.
Sure.
If they required, you said earlier, they required a little bit higher concentration of oxygen. How did they manage that? How did they get it?
Well, they take a certain time to acclimate themselves to our atmosphere. And it's just like, you know, if we would go mountain climbing or whatever, we have to kind of acclimate ourselves to the thinner air.
Yeah. Okay.
All righty.
I appreciate it. Very interesting. Thank you much. The telephone number, it's open line live tonight, and the telephone numbers are 623-444-5889 or 888. 223-4599. The 888 number is the toll-free number if you need to use that. 888-223-4599. The reports keep coming in on our flash messages that our video stream tonight is working very well. Here's a flash message from Tom over in Australia. It says, I've never noticed any chemtrails in Australia. The only sky trails left by aircraft here are just vapor trails when the conditions are right. Okay. Well, maybe that's what they are. Maybe they are vapor trails in Australia. They're on the internet at one time. I don't know if they're still there. There were some photographs taken by some folks in Australia that were saying these are chemtrails. So that's what I based my comment on. But I don't live in Australia. So I will defer to Tom, who does. Now, whenever we talk about extraterrestrial intelligent beings, there are people who, the first time they come into that conversation, the first time they run into it, they sort of get the nervous giggles. And it's like, oh, you don't really believe that, do you? And for those new folks who are just now beginning to listen to the Kevin Smith Show, and you haven't been yet indoctrinated by all of the Kevinisms on this show, let me tell you that I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe in UFOs. I don't believe in extraterrestrials. I don't believe in the solar system. I don't believe in the galaxy. Because the word believe means faith. And my approach to everything is a thing either is or it is not. It either exists or it doesn't. And if it does, it doesn't call upon you to believe it. Mount Everest exists, and it requires no faith whatsoever. It's standing there whether you believe or don't believe. All right? So the same approach, I take the same approach with UFOs. I take the same approach with the subject of extraterrestrials. They either exist or they don't. And so we can either say, I know because I've seen them. I've touched a UFO, or I saw a UFO, or I've been on board a UFO. And so you can say, I know. Or, like most people on the planet, you can say, I don't know. And to everything where you have to say, I don't know, only reasonable and rational folks keep an open mind and continue to investigate. Now, the preponderance of the evidence, even from the U.S. government, says that UFOs, unidentified flying objects, are a reality. They have so declared in an official document called Project Blue Book, where they had over 1,000 cases that they could not identify and could not identify as being something caused by natural events, natural means. Most, you know, thousands upon thousands of the cases in Project Blue Book were explained away. Over 1,000 could not be. And these were the ones where they had the most evidence, the most details, offered by the best observers out of all the bunch. Pilots, military personnel, people like that. And they couldn't explain them away. Now, if you cannot explain it, it remains unknown. And as a part of their official documentation in Project Blue Book, there were over 1,000 of them that remained unknown. There you have an official statement by the United States government that unidentified flying objects exist. Now, if you read into that, oh, well, then, you know, that doesn't mean that they're from another planet. Well, nobody said that, did they? I mean, that was sort of a wisp of your own imagination that flew through your mind. Nobody said that. But it also does not mean that they're not from another planet. It means we don't know. So, unidentified flying objects, do they exist? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. That debate is over. Stick a fork in it. It's done. It's over. That is a debate for the past century. It's done. It's over. Do they exist? Absolutely. And the evidence is in. Now, what are they? Well, I don't know. Where do they come from? I don't know. Who's flying them? I don't know. What's their purpose? I don't know. So there are a lot of unanswered questions about UFOs that still have to be investigated and researched. And we have there is a large group of people on this planet involved in doing that, and it's anything but silly. It is absolutely not silly. It is not nonsense. I will say that a lot of nonsense does get said about UFOs, most of it made up by the media. That's the most foolish group of people on the planet, is mass media. Some of the silly stuff that gets made up is made up by people who claim to be in the UFO community as well. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. UFOs are up there. And we don't know what they are. We don't know who they are, where they come from, what their purpose is. And all of that needs to be investigated. Now, this thing about giants, you see, that sort of figures into the UFO phenomena, too, because there are a lot of people who have reported seeing UFOs, but they have also reported seeing or meeting the occupants. If you have a question or a comment or another topic you'd like to talk about, the telephone number is 623-444-5889, 623-444-5889, or toll free at 888-223-4599. Again, that's 888-223-4599. Or you can send me a flash message if you're outside the USA and outside of Canada by going to my website, scroll down, click on where it says flash message, and type in your question or comment. Giants figure into this whole equation as well. For those of you who are very religious, they are mentioned in both the Hebrew scriptures and the Quran. And the Christians accept the Hebrew scriptures as well. And so in the Hebrew scriptures and then in the Quran, giants are mentioned. Giants are also mentioned in the writings of many other ancient religions. But some of the ancient writings are outside of anybody's scriptures. Some of the ancient writings are simply historical in nature, like Flavius Josephus. He was a historian. He was a Jew. He was in the employ of the Roman Empire, and he wrote about giants. And he said they actually existed at one time and that their bones were still on display in many places. Many, many, many skeletons of giants have been found all around the world. Many right here in the United States of America. Back during the 1800s, early 1900s, as America was discovering the property that we now call the United States of America. And look, this vast property that is called the United States of America, you need to know, if you don't, that there are vast amounts of it upon which no human foot has been set, as far as we know. Still undiscovered. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889 is the number to call, or you can call me toll free at 888-223-4599. It's open line. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. As I was saying before we went to break, there are vast areas of the United States of America upon which there has been no human footprint in recorded history. As far as we know, no one has ever been there. And so people sometimes, we talk about these giants. Well, you know, what about Bigfoot? Well, people say, well, you know, that just cannot exist. Sure it can. Sure it can. Well, why don't we ever find the bodies of Bigfoot? Well, how often do you find the bodies of bears? You don't. Not very often. They go off into secluded areas when it's time for them to die. Areas that humans don't normally go to. And, a bear's a big, big animal. But you don't find bear carcasses too often. Even people who are out hunting don't. And so is it possible for there to be Bigfoot? Sure. Is it possible that there is actually a race of giants? Is that possible? Well, yeah, it is. A race of giant humans. It is possible that they may exist. And is it possible that they are extraterrestrial? Sure, it's possible. Anything's possible. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Rick from Kentucky.
Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. Couple things. One being what you were talking about, places that people haven't set foot on this planet. Every time I go flying, I'm a private pilot, and when I take off, I fly over some mountains around Kentucky, and there's places in my own county that I know people have never been. They just, it's too inaccessible to just explore. It's
and that's your county, right where you live, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. In my own county. It's about 2 minutes from the end of the runway at the airport I take off from. There's places that have never been explored. It's unbelievable. Another thing I was thinking about is on disclosure, I believe that whoever that is up there is gone to force the issue. I don't think the government's going to have to do it. They're becoming more and more obvious every day. Some of these videos are just incredible.
You know, I agree with you. That's what I was talking about, that there are too many cracks in the dam now, and for them to be able to continue to hold it back. And it's just at some point the information will overload the barriers. And I think we're very, very close to that. And it's just going to hit us like a flood.
I believe we're going to know one way or the other before it's over, and they're probably going to let us know before our own government does. So, be interesting.
You know, that may be what's up with all these crop circles.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there are mathematical messages encoded in many of those crop circles, and some of those have been decoded. So, you know, it could be that disclosure is happening, but it's happening from the other side of the fence.
Yeah. That's I find that very interesting. That when the crop circles first started, the forms were pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
But to do binary code and leave a message in binary code and do it in the dark when they're doing this. They're doing it at night in the dark. It's very difficult to do.
Yes, it is. And, you know, there are some of these that have happened actually in the daytime, too, and have happened within a matter of minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It absolutely is.
I'd like to know what they have decoded from the binary ones that they have decoded. Be interesting.
Well, you know, there's some of that is on websites and some of it on YouTube. It's been a while since I've searched it out, and I cannot remember what the messages say, but I know there are people who have decoded some of the messages.
Okay. I don't know if about a month ago I sent you that military patch with the alien peeking up over the thing. Did you get that?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. It's I think it's the 504th bomb group or something like that. It's got the alien head on their shoulder patch, and it's peeping up over what looks like a fence, and it's got a B-2 bomber in its mouth. And the caption at the top of it says, "To serve man." And at the bottom of it, it's in, I guess it's Spanish or something, but it translates to "taste like chicken." I'll send it to you again.
Is that a real patch?
Yeah, it's absolutely a real patch.
They actually wear it?
Yeah, yeah. I'll send it to you. I sent it once, but you may not got it. I'll
send it to me again.
Okay.
All right, thanks much. Tastes like chicken, does it? Okie dokie. Wow. Well, folks, we're just about out of time. It's been a delight to get to talk with everybody tonight. And so far, everybody is, the emails I'm getting are telling me that the video feed's working great. And that's what we were looking for. We do anticipate continuing unless and until we start having technical difficulties with this service. We will continue with this service. Nothing succeeds like success, and Justin TV apparently has performed admirably tonight. We're just delighted to have had the opportunity to use this service and hope to continue using it. Now, don't forget two things. Don't forget that, you know, we are still trying to survive, and we need your support. We need your help for this. You can go to my website, click where it says donate, and a donation of any amount, believe me, any amount is tremendously appreciated. Also, we're working through the members area and trying to get things aligned as they were. Apparently, there's been some data loss. Nobody's names or numbers or anything like that, but just the instruction that if you're on a monthly billing, some of those, apparently the data got corrupted where it's not billing, okay? And so, you know, we're working through those and trying to get it fixed, and that should help us out to some degree. Don't forget, however, that all around you there are people who this time last month had a job, and right now they don't. We need each other. And if you can help somebody, do it. You might say, well, I don't have tons of money. Doesn't take tons. It just takes some. And all of us together, we can help each other, and we can pull through all of this mess that our politicians got us in. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You can call me whatever you want. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.